Movie Maker Magazine has named it the coolest short film fest in the world. And this weekend, DC Shorts returns to the nation's capital, now through September 21st.
135 films, 25 countries, and one cool film fest.
When I created this 11 years ago, it was about building a festival for filmmakers.
Festival programmer John Gann says you're guaranteed variety.
We call it the tapas platter approach. So in a 90-minute show, you see about 9 films. A comedy, a drama, something local, something foreign. Foreign, animation, documentary. We try to open with something happy, the real bummer in the middle, and then end it with something that makes you forget you just saw a real bummer so that you leave thinking, wow, that was a good ride.
Screenings are at the E Street Cinema, U.S. Navy Memorial, and Angelica Film Center. But if you can't make it out, you can now watch entirely online or your Roku box.
I think this is where festivals will be going eventually.
There's also workshops, after parties, and a screenplay competition with a live table reading. A boost to rising filmmakers like Peter Kimball.
Winning that, I was able to get financial support from DC Shorts, a guaranteed slot at DC Shorts, which helps me get into other festivals. It's been invaluable.
It's a great way to discover what's out there and see a lot of incredible talent who in 2-3 years will be in that multiplex.
With your ticket to DC Shorts, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.